Tell me this. Does your boss bother you when you think your day's work is done? When do you actually clock off? Do you have one of those jobs that sort of never ends and your boss takes advantage of that? Well, according to Adam Bandt, the Greens leader, he says employees should have the right to ignore work-related emails, phone calls and texts once they clock off. It's part of a Greens push for new fair work protections. Adam Bandt on Monday introduced a proposal to Parliament which would amend existing laws to give employees the, quote, right to disconnect, unquote. Now, if passed, the bill would prevent employers from contacting employees outside work or their work hours, and it would ensure employees are not required to monitor, read, or respond to emails. It's a difficult call because a lot of jobs, you don't actually clock off. Some jobs aren't jobs. Some jobs are careers, and the career can depend upon always staying in touch with clients and your boss. I also want to talk this morning about King Charles' coronation. There are calls for all of Australia to get a new public holiday in May for the coronation. The WA Premier says he will consider it. Public holiday or not, do we have enough public holidays? We'll talk about all this and a whole lot more. Graeme Wynne, our employment expert, joins me now. G'day, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. How are you today?
I'm very, very well. Graeme, we'll go to clocking off with the boss for our first topic. Some jobs are exactly that, jobs. You come in, you might work at a restaurant, and your shift is from 9 to 5, or your office job is 9 to 5. You clock off, you go home, you can turn your phone off, and you can feel relaxed that you won't be needed till the next day. But there are some jobs that aren't jobs. They're careers. And part of that job, or the understanding of that job, is that your boss can send you a text, an email, a change of plans for the next day. And if you don't respond, you can be in all sorts of trouble. It's a fine line, isn't it?
It is a fine line. I must admit, particularly interesting coming from a politician who probably don't do 40 hours a week every day, every week of the year anyway, but that's another issue entirely.
Yes, I'd like to know if Adam Bandt wanted to contact one of his minions and they refused to answer their phone or respond to a text. I wonder how that would go down, but anyway.
Yeah. I don't think this is workable, and there's a few reasons for it. You're quite right. Hospitality, retail, once you're done, you're done. That's it. But if you're a salesman, for instance, and you get a call outside of working hours from a client, you are going to want to take that call 9 times out of 10. So I can't see how you can just switch off.
Well, that missed call or missed text could lead to a loss of commission, for example. So it depends on how ambitious you are and how eager you are to chase those leads. But there are other jobs where the boss may want to contact you, and there's nothing. I've been in a position where I had a superior who would ring me every night at 8 o'clock, pissed as a fart, because he'd had a thought bubble. And Graeme, you couldn't knock back the call because he was your boss, but it was dribble, and it was always after about 8 or 9 glasses of wine, and it was really annoying, and it was every night.
That would be extremely annoying. Probably wouldn't happen as much these days, I wouldn't think. But the interesting thing, what Adam Bandt was saying was, they can't contact you. You can switch off. However, they can contact you if it's a welfare check or if it's an important thing. So what he's saying is you still need to leave your phone on and check your emails just in case it is something important. So you can't actually turn off because he's saying they can call you on certain circumstances. So you can't have it both ways. You're either switched off or you're not.
But if you're a subordinate and you're concerned about keeping your job, and if you ignore a text or a phone call, you'd be worried that, oh, my boss might think I don't care.
Well, I remember years and years ago, I worked for a company, a national company, and I got a phone call. I think it might have been at 10 o'clock at night time from my boss, who was meant to fly to Sydney to see a client in Sydney, and said, crook as a dog, can you go and do that? So I took the call, obviously, and yes, I jumped on the plane that next day and went to Sydney. And to me, it was a no-brainer. It's my career. It's what I want to do. I want to progress. So I took the call and I jumped on that plane. Had I not, you wonder what could have happened.
So when do you ignore the text?
Career driven. Yeah.
When do you ignore it and when do you pick it up?
And I think also, if you're on a salary, you expect you're not going to be working standard hours. Hourly paid people are different. When you're on a salary though, but it also means if someone rings to me tomorrow and says, okay, Graeme, I need a couple of hours off to go to the dentist, whatever. I'm not going to dock your pay either. Salaried people are treated differently. It's a give and take thing. You do a bit extra. When you need a bit of time off, you generally will get it. Hourly rate people are very different. When you're on a salary, it's give and take. So you cannot just switch off at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, if you're trying to climb a ladder, it's hard to ignore the boss when they contact you outside of your normal work hours to ask you to do. So it's hard to know what to do. It's going to be a very hard thing to legislate.
I don't see how you can legislate that, because it becomes an employer-employee relationship, their choice, isn't it? You can't legislate everything. And to me, this is one you can't legislate this. And I think it's just a question of making sure that you're not being abused by an employer, as you were in that instance, the example you gave. But I don't see, if you've got a career path or you're ambitious and you're salaried, how you can say, I can't take that call.
I wonder what our listeners think. 133353 is the telephone number. Are you able to completely switch off, or do you feel the need to be at the beck and call of your boss? 133353 is the telephone number. Graham, just moving sideways, if we can, Australians could get an extra public holiday to mark the coronation of King Charles. Western Australia has flagged that maybe this is a possibility. Buckingham Palace has confirmed the King's coronation is going to be held in London's Westminster Abbey on May 6, 8 months after the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Now, that day is a Sunday for us. It's a weekend anyway. So what if we have a public holiday, do we get the Monday off? What are your thoughts on this, Graham?
I think this is absolutely ludicrous, Luke. You're right. It's a Sunday. If you want to watch it, fine, watch it. We do not need another public holidays. We have more public holidays in Australia than any other Western country. We are already inundated with public holidays. We do not need another one. Watch it on Sunday. That's fine. We don't need another public holiday. This is just another bludge, seriously, Luke. We do not need another public holiday.
And I'll tell you what, if you live in the ACT, you get more than anybody. But, I mean, you've got New Year's Day, Australia Day, Good Friday, Easter Monday, Anzac Day, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and then depending on what state you're in, there's Labor Days and Queen's Holidays and all that sort of stuff. So public holiday.
And grand final parade in Victoria final as
day.
Well.
And in Melbourne Cup Day.
Melbourne Cup Day, of course, yes. We don't need another one, Luke, seriously.
but we love a public holiday here in Australia.
Of course we do.
It'll be very popular for the workers, not maybe so popular for people who have to pay penalty rates on those public holidays.
Exactly right. And you're right. People will love it because it's a day off work. But employers, they will hate it, and we really don't need it. And if you read all the papers, we're all saying we're going to move away from having the royals as part, as a head. So why are we going to celebrate with a public holiday when we don't want him anyway?
Hey, listen here, Graham Wynne. I'll tell you this for nothing, because I work most public holidays. The only holidays Thomas and I get off are the national holidays. So, bring this one on. But there are plenty of Republicans that take the Queen's birthday off.
Absolutely. I mean, I work for national business, so I don't get public holidays, because when Victoria is closed, other states are still open.
Yes.
It'd be nice if our national holidays, public holidays, were the same. That'd be a great arrangement. Then we could all have the same days off. This having different days for Labor Days, Queen's Birthday, etc. It doesn't work when you run national business, as you know yourself.
Nationalise and streamline all our holidays. That makes sense.
Absolutely. If it makes sense, though, they won't do it.
Oh, that's right. They're politicians. I forgot.
Correct.
Thank you. Thank you, Graham Wynne.
You're very welcome. Talk soon.